Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Peter Schrager has the Chiefs taking Jalen Polk, wide receiver from Washington.
Who? So I can't have Adunze, but I get the other wide receiver from Washington.
So Schrager says...
Polk made him good, you know.
Schrager says, Polk is a personal favorite, and I keep hearing his name from football people I trust. There's uncertainty in the wide receiver room amidst the legal issue with Rashee Rice. But Polk made countless big plays throughout the Huskies' run to the national title game. And I think Bink has mentioned this too. It's tough to gauge how good the Washington wide receiver room really is. Like we think Adunze's there, we think Polk is second and then McMillan's third, but they were all so good. If you have Polk in his own environment, would he have been better than Adunze, yeah, or would he have been as good as Rome Adunze if he were somewhere else? I think that's the interesting conversation. A lot of the spots where Polk goes is like day two, third round even.
So this seems a bit of a reach then.
It seems a bit of a reach, but if you like your guy, then you like your guy.
Can someone tell me why his stats say he was a freshman 3 years in a row?
Redshirt junior? Yeah, I don't know. Did he run into that? Well, he's redshirt junior.
COVID year or something?
I'm not sure.
Per his profile, he's a redshirt junior, but I don't.
Okay. He's 6'1". What he actually measured at the combine, 6'1", 203.
He used to be at Texas Tech before transferring to Washington.
Okay. And the great NFL Network, they project as a good backup with the potential to develop into a starter, which, by the way, that's pretty standard stuff from pick 32. It's kind of what you would expect. Nobody's saying you're going to draft a star. The Chiefs, again, found Rashee Rice in the second round, but most of the time...
You're not anticipating that in year one.
Absolutely. It says, has an NFL body type, comes equipped with jump ball talent, catches with hand extension away from incoming defenders, plays with terrific focus to track and finish the deep throws.
Good hand extension. I like that.
Gives effort and gets fired up when executing run blocks.
But, like, if this guy's supposed to be in the second or third round, I will say this in Schrager's defense, and that doesn't mean this guy's going to go that high. Every single year, there becomes this groupthink part of the draft that's right around now where nobody accepts one or two names that are absolutely going in the first round that a bunch of people have just been settled in to calling second and third round picks forever, forever, and forever. So nobody considers them that, and nobody ever brings them up for that name, and vice versa the same, where this entire time, like, I can't think of, you know, the example is last year's. How many times we mentioned that Oklahoma tackle last year?
Like three rounds.
DeJuan Jones. We had decided, because everybody had decided, every mock draft on the planet had decided, he was a late first, second round pick. And so that was the only way we talked about him forever, forever, forever. He was a fourth or a fifth.
Mm-hmm. He actually was pretty good too last year.
The league viewed him entirely differently than the rest of the mock draft, you know, machine.
Yeah.
And so maybe Polk is that guy. You know, I don't want to say for sure.
Well, even with Rome Adunze there, he had over 1,100 yards.
The one thing that scares me is the wide receivers who usually jump up that way, it doesn't usually go great. I feel like the wide receivers who all of a sudden it's like, oh no, the mock people viewed him differently than the league, like Ted Ginn or Ruggs or all. It's like they're not usually as productive when they just jump up and take like some superior athlete.
You're right though, on like the day after the draft, we're going to be hanging out the landing on Thursday of the draft, and then the next day we're going to come in and whoever, whether it's the Chiefs pick or whoever, and because
we're gonna mock
so
somebody.
Much mock fatigue, I would argue in a way, has happened. But the when you're looking at how some of the so-called draft experts laid it out, and because a guy that went in the second round that we thought should have gone in the first, we'll say, wow, that was a great pick in the second round. And then the guy that we thought, as you were saying, Cody, was a third rounder, went in the first five picks of the second round or first round or something like that.
We think they're a steal.
Oh, we would say, oh, that's a terrible pick. You could have got him in the second. No, you couldn't have got him in the second. Who said they could have got him in the second?
The mock drafters. People said it.
That is the fascinating thing with the draft. I do buy some of the stuff as we get much closer. Like now we're inside of a week almost.
Sure.
Versus the stuff from January, but also still not trying to let what happens today impact what was the thought. Like that's the whole Marvin Harrison thing. Like if everybody thought he was the best wide receiver for the last 6 months, I'm just not buying that because you're not happy. He didn't go through your stereotypical process. And he turned down sharing, you know, the same information as, because that's just how it's always been done. Like, why? I'm not going to draft that guy now. That'd be stupid to me.
And as you guys said, Schrager normally has a pretty good rapport with what's going to happen with the Chiefs. He says he's hearing Polk's name a lot, maybe in regards to that area. Just to give you some more wide receivers who they passed on, Xavier Leggett was passed on, Keon Coleman was passed on, Troy Franklin was passed on, a couple others. Lyle McConkey picked right before them, A.D. Mitchell. You guys mentioned him earlier, goes to the Bills at 28. Yeah. Xavier Worthy taken as well earlier.
I don't think A.D. Mitchell's making it past the Bills.
I don't think so either, but like the way, I will say this about wide receiver. In a year where it seems that the consensus is 15 guys are the top 45 players in the NFL draft, predicting, let's just say we knew for a fact the Chiefs are taking a wide receiver at 32. Predicting which one, hard.
Yeah.
Really hard. There are going to be, when they pick at 32, no matter how the draft goes ahead of them, 7 wide receivers to choose from. I don't know which one of those 7 they love.
Yeah.
There's probably 7 on the board there. And maybe this is, maybe that's 8, right? The new name Drew just tosses out.
Pearsall. There's so many different names that are
Coleman, Leggett. Maybe it is A.D. Mitchell or Xavier Worthy or somebody else who, you know, like, it's just kind of an endless number of names who could be available wide receiver at that pick. Look, if it's tackle, I could probably narrow it for you. 2-3 names. I could probably give you 2-3 names who I think are likely to be there that the Chiefs are likely to take. A wide receiver might be 8.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.